Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble. This week, we have a little bonus episode for you. This is the live Q&A, which happened at Birdie HQ, and you can hear the whole panel discussion with Amy Laurenson, Felicity Haywood, and Daniel Pisa at Wobble now.
Yeah. So do we want to do a Q&A?
Oh, yeah. I was getting onto the donuts, of course. Yeah. Sorry.
We can bring the donuts around. Did you not get your donut before?
Yeah, I totally got my donut. Don't worry. I've totally had two donuts.
The donut shamed you.
Don't worry. Who has got a question for our delicious panel?
So you guys have spoken a lot about how we talk to ourselves and how we wouldn't talk to other people about like that. What words do you think that should be banned when talking to ourselves or talking to others? For instance, do you think that we should still be using the term plus size? Should we still be talking about a woman's size, or all, because we wouldn't mention your size like you mentioned? So are there any words out there that you think we should ban to stop us as women wobbling? That was a very long question, but I got there in the end.
It was great.
It's been a long day.
The whole issue with the term plus size, and I agree that it shouldn't be there, but so many women have taken the word plus size and used it as to kind of create their own gang and really empower themselves on it. So it's a kind of a situation where you're kind of torn between these two things of some people really love the term. And I will still call myself a plus size model. I have no issue at all. But I seem to always use the word curvy because for me, I feel that best reflects my figure. Mm. And I think we should all be able to choose what we want to say about ourselves, and I think people should accept how we want to be rather than give us the labels.
Mm. Same with like skinny as well. I get skinny.
You don't get minus size, do you?
No, I don't get minus size. I still think that there's like like my sister's actually been asked if she's anorexic before.
Yeah.
She's not. She's never had an eating disorder. But that as well can be equally as offensive.
Skinny and fat.
Because it's also like I said before, you know, like genetically, both my sister and I are quite slim. It's not something we should apologise for, but also we shouldn't be like, oh God, aren't you skinny? Like, it still has that sort of negative kind of connotation to it. But
I just see it as, how is it anyone else's business?
Mm.
It's none of your business what I am.
Yeah.
That's all your shit, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
Like, I like my body, this is my body, like, whether it's curvy, skinny, slim, whatever, it's mine, not yours.
Yeah.
That's mine.
A word that I hate is should, because I just think it's horrific, because I should be this, I should be that, I should be doing that, I should be eating this, I should be, and it just becomes this thing that you can just beat yourself up with so easily, and it's really easy to get, you should be doing that, they should be doing that, and it's so, there's something really ugly about the word should. And also something that you posted, Daniel, which I loved, was your thing about lazy. You were saying about the word lazy, what was it?
Lazy, oh, I use it as a caption. Lazy is such an ugly word, I prefer like professional procrastination or something.
Yeah,
I
wrote it down. Let me get it.
She's done.
I know.
Research.
No, look at me. I've got it to hand, darling. Don't worry. Lazy is such an ugly word. I prefer the term selective participation, which I thought was very good. Lazy. I find lazy a really difficult word.
Yeah.
It's very. It comes out in a. It's always an ugly thing, isn't it?
We always seem to be apologising for like just sitting down for a bit, or kind of not. You know, if you're having like a quiet few hours, I feel very apologetic of having a little bit of time to just chill because I should be doing something.
Yeah.
You know, like going back to that. Like,
yeah.
I don't have to apologise for wanting to just have a moment, or even have a whole lazy day if I want. I am my own boss. The only person who's not going to get anything done is me, and the only person who's going to be mad at that at the end of the day is me.
Yeah.
You know, let me live, let me be lazy.
Oh God, how many people feel guilty for doing nothing? Everyone. Lovely. Oh, look at that. Be more Joe, everyone. Be more Joe. Joe does not feel guilty for it.
It's that thing, though. It's social media, isn't it? Again, it's like everyone's multitasking. Everyone's got, like, their day job and then another thing going on, another thing going on. And it's like you feel that pressure of, like, well, I should have a day job and then I should have a hobby and I should have a second career. And I don't know. Like, then it's like, do I want to do that? Do I not? It's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Busy, yeah. Because if you say you're busy, busy does not equate to success. Busy just means that you've got a lot of things that you're doing.
Mm.
When people are like, oh my God, I'm so busy, but you could be busy doing absolutely pointless things. And that as well, people are, you know, you meet up with someone, so how have you been? Oh, I'm so busy.
Yeah.
But doing what? Like, do things that are more valuable to yourself or your craft or your business. I don't really like that.
Well, we're made to feel that we should be busy, shouldn't we? Because then you're living a full, successful life. Mm. If you are busy, job done. Yeah. And it's such a load of nonsense, isn't it? Be more Joe. Have we got any more questions? At the back, could you shout? Would that be okay?
Do you have any advice, like, in that moment, like, what you can say to yourself and be let go, like, where
we want? So, just for the purposes of the tape. No, you're fine, darling. The question is about clothes, and it's about how you get the confidence to wear something you wouldn't normally wear. Is that right, love?
Yeah? Make yourself out of change.
This might be the complete wrong answer. Feel free to cut this out. But I also have the same thing. Even today, putting on this skirt, like, I'm not really a very skirt person, but it's like a billion degrees, so jeans are just not going to cut it. And I was like, oh, I don't know what to wear. And then I thought, how many people do I really notice what they're wearing when I'm out and about? Zero. Like, I'm noticing obviously what you guys are wearing now because you've been sat in front of me, but I'm not noticing to the point where I'm actually, like, identifying each thing. Like, I don't ever pay any attention or any mind to what other people are wearing. So why would I ever think that I'm so special that they're going to pay attention to what I'm wearing? They're not. So actually, if I want to wear that, I'll wear it because no one's going to pay any attention to me anyway. That's kind of how I feel about it. Like, if I feel a little bit like, oh, I don't want to wear it because I'm going to draw attention, chances are no one's really going to pay any attention to me anyway. So if I want to try it out, I'll just wear it and no one's going to pay any attention. Does that make sense, kind of what I'm saying in a backwards way?
And I think it's that thing, like, I'm always looking out for, like, shopping opportunities. So I look at, like, what people are wearing because I'm like, oh, that's nice, I want something like that. But I never look at anyone and think, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that or you don't look good.
Yeah, that's...
No, and also, if they do, F them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're horrible people.
Yeah.
I think as well, there's also, if you're trying something new, you said you always wear the same top, the same jeans, and it almost becomes like this uniform that you wear. If you're trying something new, it will feel really new because it's so different. And so there'll be that moment in front of the mirror where you go, like, it's like going from skinny jeans to wide leg, and you're like, oh my God, this is so different. It's a different silhouette, and it's just your confidence bracket is changing because you're taking yourself out of the known remit and then you're going into something new. You just have to swallow that up and get out the door because I find that the moment you stand in front of the mirror and you allow yourself to go into that spiral of, oh, but this isn't right and I can't wear this, no, what's so and so going to think? If you just leave, we've got no choice.
Yeah.
You've just got to wear that for the day. And actually, I think it's a really good test to do that because you'll be amazed at how many compliments come back to you of, you look great, you look so nice. Like, just do it.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
And if you're not comfortable, you don't have to do it again. Do you know what I mean? Like, at least you've tried it. And that's how we learn, don't we? Just be brave, try it, learn from it.
And if it doesn't work, it's a shopping opportunity.
Absolutely.
You can go to H&M after work.
You're just loving the shopping opportunities, aren't you?
Yeah. Desperate to go shopping. Amy's desperate.
Cats have got a lot of clothes.
Yeah. I think it's got to be comfortable, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to, I mean, I am here in fluffy slippers. Like, I think if you're going to wear something completely different, you have to be, like, wear comfy shoes. Because, like, you will, as soon as you leave the house and you start looking at your emails or whatever, you will kind of forget what you're wearing. But if you're wearing something that's, like, a little bit too tight or, like, really uncomfortable heels, you're then going to come back and focus on what you're wearing. So just make sure that, like,
it fits.
I mean, I'm all about a comfortable blanket.
Yeah.
So try a new top and bottom, but then a safe shoe. Or a new shoe, but a safe jean. Do you know? So that there's something that you're like, right, you've got my back.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
I wrote it down. With successful women, we always talk about their mornings as though their success hangs in that first hour of the day. And I wanted to know if you think there's any truth in that concept or it's a pile of crap. And if you think it's true, then what do you do? What do you do in the morning that you think
such? I feel like Shannon's looking at me because I'm always late.
So, can
anyone
give
me
some advice?
I'm always late.
So, for the purpose of the podcast, we're saying that in the morning there's that time where you're getting ready, and how crucial is it? Am I right? Crucial.
Yeah. Does it make you more successful if you have a really amazing morning routine, or does it?
So does a morning routine make you more successful?
I have zero morning routine. I'm literally the worst person. I will snooze, get up in 5 minutes and come out in slippers. And I will still get stuff done. I'm more of a night owl. Mm. So I don't really agree with that. I feel like for me, I will work from kind of 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. is like my prime. That's because I'm not a morning person, hon.
No, I'm not a morning person.
I don't think it is dependent on what face serum you use or how, you know, much hot water and lemon you drink. I think it can have something to do with your mindset.
Yeah.
Mm. And I know for one, I've woken up in a foul mood before. You know, I could have had a dream that, you know, my boyfriend's cheating on me, and or something, you know, and you just wake up and he has it,
by the way. I love it. Because I do this with my boyfriend, I'll be really cross with him. I'm like, oh my god, you were so mean to me in a dream.
Yeah, I've woken up so angry with him before. He's like, I've just made you a cup of tea. But I don't think it, like, you know, when people are like, so I have to use these products. Yeah, I've got like a skincare routine and I like what I like to drink in the morning and things like that. But I don't think that my success or my day depends on that. I think it depends on how I'm feeling mentally, or if I wake up and I go straight onto Instagram, that's usually why would I do that? I try, and that's one thing that I'm really trying not to do. I'll wake up and I'll try and, you know, learn about like the news, albeit via the Daily Mail, but still, you know, but I think it's more mind over actual physical things that I'm doing, which will set me up for a positive day.
Yeah. And is that, when you say setting up your mind correctly, what do you have, little techniques or anything particular that you know that if I do that, that'll help?
I like to listen to music, just, you know, something that I can kind of jam along to whilst I'm getting ready. But that's more so if I feel like I'm in a little bit of a rubbish mood when I wake up and I'm like, okay, I need to shake this because I've got things to do. I'll put on, like, you know, some of my favourite songs. But I don't have like a mantra that I have to do every day.
Yeah. Because people talk a lot about exercise in the morning, and I've been really guilty of that. I've thought, well, I didn't get up and do it within 4.5 minutes, so that's me done for the day. So that's a myth though, isn't it?
I think everyone's different. Some people love exercising in the morning. I saw a quote recently actually on Instagram that said the craziest thing about waking up at 4 a.m. is that you realise some people actually do this every day to go and exercise.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're waking up in the middle of the night. I personally am not good at exercising in the morning. I'm not good at exercising any earlier than like 9, 10. Personally, but I know some people, and also my job is independent. I don't have to do it then, so I have that freedom. But I think it's personal preference. I don't think that it's like there's a right time to exercise. I think if you're trying to live by, oh, but I should, again, going back to what you said, I should exercise at that time, you're taking out the actual whole reason why you want to exercise. You should want to do it for yourself and for whatever, you know, your own reasons are. Don't feel exercise should never be a chore. Oh God, I have to. If I haven't done it by 6:30, that's it. I don't believe in that personally.
No. I've gone to the gym on a Saturday night before.
Good for you, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, living your best life, aren't you? That and your cat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Saturday night in the gym. It's great because no one's really there. But I find in the mornings I will like visualise my day. So I'll have a look at my diary and I'll be like, okay, this is what I've got on. And I just kind of like work through it in my head, like I've got to do this, got to do that. Which for some people would stress them out, but I actually quite like to just kind of work through it in my head, just on the bus, just so I know that when I get to the office, I'm already like ready to go.
Lucy Sheridan, we were talking about not looking at Instagram, because I do that. That's the first thing I do is look on Instagram. And it's to bring me round in a weird sort of way as well. But Lucy has this thing, and I'm going to get it wrong, but it's basically don't look pre-wee. So until you've got up and been to the bathroom, don't go on your phone. Like, don't go near it. I'm really trying to do that. It's hard though, but it is.
No, sorry, I was just going to say, especially if your alarm is on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to get an old school alarm clock, not one with the bells.
No, terrifying.
Like a radio alarm clock or something that, you know, have music to bring
you
around.
You know, my alarm on my phone, though, I've set it to Genuine Pony. So you're like...
I still snooze it, though.
I love that. But yeah, put a song to your snooze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love these tips.
Nice.
Has anybody else got a question?
I've got one. So you spoke about earlier about ways that you check in with yourself, so like going to the seaside or exercising, but if you're having a wobble or feeling kind of unconfident, what do you kind of do if you've only got a couple of minutes to just remind yourself that you've got that, like got this, whatever it may be?
I was going to say go in the shower and sing, but you've only got up a couple of minutes.
You can sing. Singing's great.
Put on one of your favourite songs, like Diana Ross. Do you know what I mean? A little moment to yourself.
I had a wobble last night and I did message a friend.
Yeah,
I think sometimes if you've got that kind of, if you've got some people that you can just kind of send a message to, and you have different friends for different wobbles. So there'll be like the work wobble, then there's like, you know, the house wobble or the relationship wobble. You've got different people you can like call on, and that's what I have. And I just like send them a WhatsApp, and you know, that's not the only reason I message them. I message them other times as well.
Yeah, but, be a good friend.
Be a good friend. Yeah, don't always just take.
Yeah, I found a voice note.
I did learn the other day, which is probably might be only me. You know when you listen to a WhatsApp and you always do this? You know you can just do this. Okay, you don't know what if then listen
to it.
Rather than holding the bottom of your phone,
you hold it against your ear, like you're walking down the street like this. Well, if you just put it to your mouth like you're listening on the phone,
you talk to on the phone,
it just comes through the top bit. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I did not know that. I walk around like it's The Apprentice.
No. If you lift it like this, like you're on the phone, oh yeah.
Why am I doing it back to you?
I don't know.
Why we're on the phone?
We'll just do it.
We are slightly.
I do know that.
But what I was going to say about reaching out to friends is sometimes it can be quite hard. I think when you are having a real wobble and you're really in that place and it's so hard to connect. And 9 times out of 10, when I tell somebody I had a big wobble, they're like, why didn't you ring me? Why didn't you message me? And you think, why didn't I actually? Because it is... It always helps.
Yeah.
It always, always helps.
Or look at Gemma Collins' memes.
Yeah. Always very effective.
Love the juice.
Yeah.
Well, can we all just say thank you to our delicious panel?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
And thank you to Birdie.
Thank you, Birdie.
Thank you so much, Birdie, for having us. So Wobble is the name of the podcast. You can find it on iTunes, you can find it on Acast. Come and leap in, you can binge. And actually, one thing that we've talked about a lot doing Wobble is how much you can go back.
Yeah.
Like I listen to one with Lauren here at the front. You listen to that again, you hear something that you didn't hear before, or something really speaks to you in a moment, or it's a bit of a, you know, 1,000 pennies dropping moment sometimes. So yeah, just have that in mind. But yeah, we're so thrilled to have had you. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.